What is up, Steeler fans, and welcome to a very special draft day recap where round one, day one of the 2024 NFL draft is in the books for the Pittsburgh Steelers, or so we think, after they take Troy Fatuanu. There's four syllables in that. We actually looked it up when Dave was, when you were doing your podcast, the breaking news podcast. It's
Fatuanu.
Fatuanu is the pronunciation. There's four syllables in it.
Pacific Island, you pronounce every vowel.
Yes, Fatuanu. Nonetheless, the Washington offensive lineman who Mike Tomlin said is a tackle. And he said, they said, is he a center? No, that was that's to quote Mike Tomlin. But joining me is the Steelers preview crew, the triumphant trio. I'm Jeff Hartman, Dave Schofield. What's up, Dave?
I'll see if I have any voice left.
All right, love it. Brian Davis, what's up, Brian?
Wow, double duty tonight. This is absolute. This is so fun. We've been on since 8 o'clock, basically. And I tell you what, it's so great to be here. So great to celebrate a Steelers pick, the third Troy since 1999, drafted by the Black and Gold in the first round. Yeah. Far and away, the biggest, the most of any name.
Yes, that is true. But nonetheless, Fatuanu, Troy Fatuanu from the University of Washington. Really interesting to hear Omar Khan and Mike Tomlin talk about the selection. Let's talk about that first before we talk specifically about the prospect. The process does matter, in my opinion. And when Omar Khan said, oh, people were calling, and they just did not want to move off of him, who they said was their highest rated lineman on their board, maybe their highest rated player on their board, that they, within reason. You know, I mean, some of the other tackles they knew weren't going to be there probably when they drafted at 20. And I think Omar Khan said the 10 minutes prior to the selection, when the Steelers took him 20th overall, meaning when the LA Rams were on the clock at pick 19, Omar Khan said they were the very long 10 minutes of his life. And even Mike Tomlin said, yeah, he was wearing me out. So nonetheless, the Steelers get their guy. They had offers to trade back. And instead, they said, no, we're going to stay where we are. So, Dave, what did you think about the process? It seemed to work out for Pittsburgh, didn't it?
I was saying for a while that I didn't want the Steelers to take the 20th best guy. You know, I wanted somebody who you didn't think would be there to be there, and they could get him. Not only that, I feel there were multiple players that I did not expect to be there at 20 that the Steelers could have taken. So they weren't settling for anything. I like that they had multiple options because so many quarterbacks went off, and then other positions were being taken that the Steelers weren't interested in. Like, there were enough edge rushers that went, the tight end went, you know, defensive tackle. I didn't know if the Steelers were going to go there in the first round. So all those positions went. So there were so many options for them. And I would have been completely fine if the pick would have been like a Graham Barton for center or something. Then you had the opportunity to get Quinyon Mitchell. But no, they wanted Troy Fatuanu more than any of those guys. So they really got to take someone that they loved in that spot. And if you listen to Mike Tomlin's press conference, you could tell they loved the pick. That was a guy they weren't even considering messing with. And even though they could have other good options if they traded back, missing out on the opportunity to get him without even having to trade up.
Yeah. Brian, the process seemed to work out, although a lot of people might be disappointed. Quinyon Mitchell was still on the board. I believe Terrion Arnold was still on the board. So some quality defenders. Nonetheless, the Steelers stick to their guns. They take an offensive lineman. What's your take?
We have a mentality as Steeler fans, and sometimes I do too. It's always the opposite of what happens. Whoever you pick, there's some, but they could have had him, of course. But when you listen to that press conference, you feel a little bit better about it. And if you listen to Monday's press conference, you heard, look, we do not want to pass up on a great player. And I feel that they think they got a great player here. And that's, and the way they evaluate talent, you can't really dismiss it. I feel pretty good about Omar Khan so far in the early goings, and this is draft number two. I really like this, and you got to thank teams that get a little bit hasty and crazy with their drafting, like Atlanta, like Denver, because I don't think Troy Faitanu is there if you don't have six quarterbacks go.
Yes, and this is something that when I was talking to one of our sources in the building earlier this offseason, he said the Steelers think that it's going to get silly with the quarterbacks, and they were right. With Michael Penix going to the Atlanta Falcons, Bo Nix going, J.J. McCarthy going to the Vikings, all of a sudden 12 picks in, and we've seen six quarterbacks. So a lot of talent has been pushed down. I will say this. A lot of people were disappointed that, you know, Brian, what was his name? Thomas? Is that his name, Junior? The wide receiver from LSU, is that his name? He was still available. I mentioned Quinyon Mitchell. A lot of fans are already kind of disappointed that they didn't get one of those two guys. And I get it. Players on the outside, they are the players that typically have the flash. You know, it's what people want. I've been saying this. I said it all throughout our early live stream that we did. For crying out loud, the Steelers needed to fix the line. They needed to fix the offensive line. I still think they need to fix the defensive line as well. So when they made this selection, I was fine with it. He has position versatility. The dude's tough, plays hard, grew up a Steeler fan. Might not matter to you. I like that. I like that guy already has that vibe of, oh my gosh, I love this team. I love this organization. And so he grew up idolizing Troy Polamalu as a Polynesian. So really, really interesting. But Dave, let's talk about the pick itself, not so much the process. They take Faitanu. What do you like about it? And is there any hesitation or anything you might not like about it?
Well, I just wasn't sure where they were going to play him, because I'm like, I thought perhaps the Steelers were that team that thought he was the best center in the draft, just because they brought him in and met with him and had some things that they wanted to check on. I'm fine with him being a tackle. I really am. I just wanted to know more than anything. So right now that does appear where it's going to be. I just feel he's a very good player. That's, we took him in the FFSN mock draft because he was there, and we're like, we can't pass him up. I lobbied hard for him. I'm really glad they didn't take a wide receiver. I just got to say that. Because I think they can get ones that are close to as good in tomorrow, probably tomorrow.
Okay.
I just how much they love him. They really like what they have in him. And that's what I think.
All right. Brian, what's your take on the pick?
Absolutely. And now if you watched the live stream, of course, one of my draft crushes was Quinyon Mitchell. Loved him. But I was not disappointed with this pick. In fact, I'm ecstatic about it. And the reason I am is I love the fact, and I like how Dave said he loves how they love him. But this just seemed like the pick the last couple of weeks. The Barton train kind of came to a little bit of a stop. And now I'm looking at the live chat. I'm looking on Twitter. A lot of people are saying now they're going to have to trade back into the maybe they need to trade in the first round. It doesn't sound like that's going to happen. That they are going to have to go ahead and trade up in the second. Did you expect Joey Porter Jr. to be available at 32 last year? Did you? So we have seen their players fall to them in second round in different situations. So I don't think I'm even reading people saying that let's go ahead and watch the Steelers move James Daniels to center. No, they could still draft a center. There's centers out there. You know, this is more than a first round draft. So I really like what they're doing. I trust this process more than I ever did with Kevin Colbert. And I trusted Kevin Colbert, but I trust this man and Omar Khan so much more. And the combination with Mike Tomlin and everybody else that you have on board the scouting department with Sheldon and Colbert and Bruner and all those guys there, with Andy Weidel there as your assistant GM, I really like this. So it looks like Graham Barton is off.
He went to Tampa Bay at pick 26.
That does not surprise me at all. But then right before that, Green Bay took a tackle that I never saw in the first round.
Jordan Morgan out of Arizona.
Yeah. Okay. Sorry, Brian.
Well, no. So, I mean, I really like this, and I'm not drinking the Kool-Aid. I'm just saying I trust this process, and we see more out of this team. And if they're really in love with a guy, then man, go ahead and do it. We said all along, and Jeff said it at the beginning of the show, got to fix the offensive line. We've heard this for the longest time. Well, you've got another big guy, and you still love Broderick Jones.
It's one of those situations where I think that, and Brian, you said it, one pick does not make an entire draft. Okay, the Steelers are going to have three picks on day two. Will they make three picks? I don't know. Maybe they'll package a third-round pick, the last pick of the third round, or close to the last pick of the third round, and move up in the second round to get a Jackson Powers Johnson or a Zach Frazier or someone like that. Or maybe they'll wait for Van Pran and later in the second round. I don't know. But the one thing I do know is, like you said, things can change quickly. So was this a sexy pick? No. It's not a sexy pick. It's one of those that could have a very lasting impact, though, on the offense and on the organization, though. When you take an offensive lineman, an offensive tackle in the first round of the draft. So I don't want to judge the entire draft or anything like that after just one selection. Mm-hmm. I like the pick. I thought that the pick was, when we're watching this, I mean, it's all there for you to watch. If you all want to go back and see what we said about every single pick, we started at 7:45 and then didn't get off the live stream until right when the Steelers made the pick. And Brian and I stayed on after. And all we said was, oh my gosh, this is panning out perfect for the Steelers. It's giving them options. So the one thing you have to ask yourself, and I've asked these guys on this show and on the Steelers preview a million times before, is do you trust the organization to get it right? That is the question. Do you trust Omar Khan? Do you trust the scouting department? Do you trust Mike Tomlin? I know, pump the brakes on the last one. But still, for me, they didn't take Quinyon Mitchell. They didn't take the LSU wide receiver. They like this guy better. So if you trust the Steelers, you trust Omar Khan, you trust Andy Weidel in the front office, then you got to trust that they pick the guy that they think is going to have the biggest impact this year and for years to come. And I do trust him in that regard, because Omar Khan said one draft and I thought it was phenomenal. So let's see how this plays out. And last I checked, Dave, you can chime in on this. Most Steelers fans don't want Dan Moore to play anymore. Am I correct?
Yeah. I mean, that's the thing.
So you draft fans the tackle, are like, oh, and now so they draft
someone that would get him off the field. And then now they're upset because of the things that were there. But yeah. Dude, I didn't think they'd get an effing tackle. They got one of the F's. They did. And honestly, I was kind of torn between as soon as I start thinking about them, then I mess up their names. Not Fashanu? The left tackle for Penn State. Fashanu. Not him.
Fuaga.
Fuaga and Fatanu. Those were the two. I'm like, well, it's kind of more what they like better between the two. And Fuaga was gone. Long gone. So, yeah, it's one of those. I remember Steelers fans in 2017 going bonkers that the Steelers wasted a pick by taking a wide receiver in the second round because the value was just too good. They need a cornerback. They still got their cornerback. And honestly, Cam Sutton's one of the better cornerbacks they've drafted recently. So, like you say, there's so much more that can happen, and we'll see how it all works out.
Yeah. Brian?
Now, people that, wait a second. Can I say one other thing?
Yeah, sure.
People that are saying, oh, now they can trade Dan Moore. No, you still need three tackles. The Steelers needed a third tackle. Now they draft one, and you want to get rid of one of the other ones. Nah, keep Dan Moore for one more year, and you're fine. Now, something crazy happens where they can really get something. And they do that. I'm not going to say no, but I am not looking for that at all.
Good point. Brian, what? Go ahead. What do you want to say about that? Anything?
It's human nature for a lot of people to want the other guy and to go the other way. But I wanted this guy. You know, you mentioned sexy. Leon Searcy wasn't sexy in 92. That was a great pick at number 12. When Bill Cowher's first pick, when they brought him in, nobody was going crazy over Casey Hampton in 2001. Nobody was going crazy, but no one would have given that away later. Of course, David DeCastro, I think a lot of people were shocked that they got him, but it's still underwhelming when you get an offensive lineman, but you need them. You have to have them. And for anybody that is going to say, well, they should have gotten the corner, they should have gotten the center, but if they take the corner, well, the Steelers still need an offensive tackle. They can't go without Dan Moore. So you took one of the needs and you filled the need. And you filled the need with a guy that Daniel Jeremiah, who I kind of trust. I like Jeremiah a lot. Had him ranked number 11 overall in this draft.
Okay. I would do want to read this because we can sit here and talk about what we think, but let's look at NFL.com's Lance Zierlein. This is what he had to say about the Steelers' number one first-round draft pick, Troy Fa'utanu. And let's just go over his strengths and weaknesses. Strengths: plays with lateral hustle to make backside and play side zone blocks, works to center and land with firmness post-contact, generates push from the lower half on down blocks and double teams, sets out to rusher with good lateral quickness and knee bend, maintains active hands and feet, stay in front of the rusher, keeps weight back to avoid being countered off balance and protection. Weaknesses: longer opponents gain extension and rid him of block sustain. Run blocking technique eventually gets away from him, has issues with hand slippage due to inconsistent placement, slow to fire his pass punch, rarely closes rusher down with hand latch, and then gets beaten inside when he's too eager and oversets the edge. So here's what one NFC scout said about the Steelers top pick. Quote, he comes from a good program and he's a really hard-nosed player who can take coaching. Love the makeup. And again, that was an NFC scout. So they said he's a round one projection. And you look, he has some great accolades. In 2023, he's a third team AP All-American, first team All Pac-12. He won the Joe Moore Award given to the nation's top offensive lineman, team's offensive power player of the year, finalist for the Polynesian College Football Player of the Year, and started all 15 games at left tackle. That's a mouthful. Okay. So, Dave, what do you think the Steelers will be doing in day two or round two? What's your gut instinct as we start to kind of move from this pick and looking ahead?
I think they still build the trenches, but I think they'll also pick up a wide receiver along the way.
Okay.
I think you'll see another, at least one offensive or defensive lineman in day two, maybe both. And then I think you'll throw a wide receiver there. Maybe a corner slips in there. Maybe not. It all depends, but there's still some people. I think they're getting their tackles mixed up. Someone was saying, oh, he has short arms. No, he does not have short arms. His arm lengths were 34 and a half inches, wingspan of 81 and a half inches. The problem with Fa'utanu is they said he's not tall enough to play tackle. I loved what Mike Tomlin said, that he said if he was a quarter of an inch taller, because he's 6'3 and three quarters instead of 6'4, then we wouldn't have the opportunity to have this discussion right now, because he would have been drafted extremely high. The difference of a quarter of an inch. So that's some things with Fa'utanu. But yeah, I think the trenches will continue to go with either a wide receiver or a corner thrown in there. There's a chance maybe both, but I don't know. There's definitely one side of the line coming, I think, again tomorrow.
All right. Brian, what about you?
If I had an extra quarter of an inch, I'd probably be 5'9". So, and I'm still happy with what I can do at 5'8 and three quarters. So no, not a big deal. No, I love everything about this new look Steelers front office. And I kind of feel like this is a new millennium front office. And I just really like the fact that this guy has some bite to him too. There's you've also seen the word nasty next to him more than the other guys in this draft class as far as offensive linemen go. I like nasty. I like a little bit of a bite. And another thing that I want to bring up here, somebody in the other live chat when we were going said, well, this guy got dominated against Michigan in the national championship game. And that's not true. And then I saw Jeffrey Benedict, our old friend Jeffrey Benedict, who is a Michigan fan, a big time Michigan fan, saying, wow, he was really good in the national championship game. So, and this is a guy who studies players. So I that's something that I like to hear as well. I really think they got it right here, and time will tell, of course, but again, and I've said this already in the show, you still love Broderick Jones. Now the question, right tackle, left tackle, it doesn't matter. You've got two tackles probably, and you have two first round tackles, and this is what you want from this team.
I get the feeling, and our own coach KT Smith said, man, he's a mauler. Like, the Steelers are going to go medieval on opposing teams this year with Arthur Smith. I mean, this could just be a different look. It could be a different look. We'll see what it looks like in 2024. This is exciting, and I think fans should be excited for it. Troy Fa'utanu. So, Dave, any final thoughts on the pick?
Cool. Final thoughts on the pick. I just love that the Steelers got somebody at 20 that was way better than 20. I really like that. That's always a good thing. Got value, got a position. Many people were saying tackle, but they thought it was going to be Mims, and they thought it was going to be Mims, and it wasn't Mims. And I'll be honest with you, if you were to tell me that the Steelers got Mims and the Bengals got Fa'utanu, I would be like, oh, the Bengals got the better tackle. Not now. I like this pick better. I liked, you know, to me, Mims was like a player that you settled for at 20, where Fa'utanu was a guy like, I can't believe we got this guy at 20. So really like that. Really, really like how things are playing out. We'll see what happens. There's only a couple picks left. People kept saying the Buffalo Bills were going to maybe be trading up. No, they traded down. You know, things like that. But there's only a few picks left in the first round. Don't think it's going to be the Steelers, but I want to see what they're going to do tomorrow. I want to see how the rest of it plays out. But, man, Troy Fa'utanu, welcome to Pittsburgh. You're one of us. You're a Steelers fan. Yeah. So I feel like we have – I feel like we're connected. So really happy with the pick. With everything, there's some people that they're not going to like to pick, no matter who they take. It's just how it works. So, to me, I said I'd either be in love with the pick right away or have to fall in love with the player very soon. I was already in love with this one. This was one I didn't think the Steelers should pass on, and they didn't.
All right, Brian, final thoughts on the pick?
There were two trade-up possibilities that a lot of people were talking about realistically. Not Roma Dunze. That was not a trade-up. A legitimate trade-up possibility, because they talked about if the Steelers are trade up, they're going to probably trade up between 11 and 15. And the two guys were Quinyon Mitchell and Troy Fa'utanu. So they obviously took the guy that they wanted. And those were the names that I heard for trading up. And then once again, things happened. The improbable happened. I don't know what happens if only four quarterbacks go off the board. I don't know what happens here. I think you're talking about a much different player being selected by the Pittsburgh Steelers. So I am definitely at peace with this pick. I'm excited. I think all along you want to build up that line. Russell Wilson is very happy right now. Justin Fields has got to be happy. And I'm sure that those running backs are just as happy as well. So this is a good opportunity for this team.
Yes, you can hear a lot of our coverage. I want to take a few minutes to kind of outline that. So tomorrow, you can hear all these podcasts also on our audio only platform. So wherever you get your podcasts, Apple, Spotify, et cetera, you search Steelers or Steel Card Network, we're there. My Let's Ride podcast will be around 9 a.m. tomorrow morning. You'll also hear the state of the Steelers in the afternoon, and then we will be back tomorrow night recapping day two, which is going to be insane with one pick in the second round, two picks in the third round. We're going to have it all here for you at Steel Curtain Network and steelcurtainnetwork.com. So make sure you check out all those. But nonetheless, Troy Fa'utanu, like Dave said, welcome to Pittsburgh. It'll feel like you're coming home if you're a Steelers fan, which is a lot of fun. It's cool to think about.
Even though he's coming across the country.
That's true. Yes, absolutely.
Yeah.
But maybe he'll get a phone call from another Troy. But hey, real quick, before we go, how would you grade this pick, Dave?
Am I too much of a homer to say A+ because of just the value that they got there? Honestly, he was not the only A+ pick they could have made at 20 there, the way it all shaped out. I feel that they had a couple that they could have gone with to be an A+ pick. I love it. People, if you don't like what position he plays, then stop complaining about Dan Moore. The Steelers went, they went upgrade for someone that's below average generally is when you're left on the contract. Love it. So I'll bring back my enthusiasm a little bit and I'll call it an A then.
All right, Gary, good. Brian, what would you grade it?
I'm going to go ahead and say A- at worst. And, you know, again, to follow up with what Dave was saying, there is no other offensive tackles that I would have been happy with here. Because I consider Graham Barton more of a center or a guard. So I don't think Guyton would have been a disappointment for me at number 20. I would have settled for him if it was a 28 and you traded back and got another pick, but I still would have felt like I was settling.
Good. That's a good way to put it. I'm going to give it an A. We'll give it a solid A. Make sure you check us out. SteelCurtainNetwork.com. FansFirstSports.com is where we're part of the Fans First Sports Network. And make sure you check us out wherever you get your podcast. Until tomorrow, for Dave and Brian, I'm Jeff. We'll see you. Take it easy.